We hope you enjoy this presentation of White Thunder, Part 2, a book of poems written in Santa Fe, New Mexico in 1938 by Dane Rudyard. This recording is 31 minutes long. This audio is brought to you by RITA, the Rudyard Institute for Transpersonal Activity, a nonprofit public benefit corporation dedicated to disseminating the work and essential message of Dane Rudyard. All material is copyrighted by Leila Rudyard Hill. If you'd like to learn more about RITA or make a donation towards supporting the ongoing legacy of Dane Rudyard, visit www.rudyardinstitute.org. For the complete selection of free downloads of audio presentations by Dane Rudyard, visit www.rudyardaudioarchives.com. And now, Dane Rudyard.
Power of God. Chiseled by upthrust and storm, ravaged by strain of earth's passion, mountain kings stand stolid and defiant. Giants there were, fierce with equatorial strength, star-haunted, abysmal, men trunks mighty, stooping to earth to devastate with love women's souls. Lightning cleft and roar from telluring poundings, giants still there are, whose heroic stature pierces through rock strata strewn with raging streams. Mighty rebels, bound in cataclysmic awe by fate's tyranny, my heart stirs at the beat of yours in kinship of tragic oppression. Oh, fling your avalanches at the sultry plains, disgraced by crawling men, and stretch your avenging loins, torrid with cosmic might, that the earth may witness, these days as of yore, the sublime power of wills heroic, untrammeled by God. Decision. Fire is eating up the hearts of the poplars. Fire is eating up the hearts of all men that stand erect and still in this mauve hour when a world is dying beyond mounds of woe. Autumnal fire, frost released, burning from within, as chills run down the mountains, icon-like with aspens and pines. Such a strange wonder, exquisite agony. Oh, what is greater? To stand cloaked in the dark green vesture of immortality, or to flame forth into golden death, soulmate of the waning sun. Thunder within the soul. Granite love. I sundered with love the heart of granites. They opened to me the merely man. They took me with them. I became their self. Now, as I walk under the sun, all things give way in flatulent ease. The roads wind on amid soft things and jellied humans, caving in with sobs under the life beats. Oh, my stones, hardened by ceaseless heat, my granites that bear the pounding of storms, take me back into your silence, that I may watch with you the heroic pageant of moments of power. I charge you. when men shall face their destiny like stones with powerful indifference, when man shall have the strength to say yes to the deepest hell and walked unmoved across depths most desperate and evil most absolute, when they shall assume the burdens of darkness and pass joyfully through all stench, because in them abides the deathless fragrance of their own soul. When they shall forget their own little self, their little purity and little comfort, and grow tragically into the great serenity, quintessence of all storms, when they shall wipe out the horrors of past days by facing evil as elder brother of good, accepting the dead with the strength of living and the understanding which is the core of love, when they shall look beyond to him who tore from gods the fire of self and blessed us all with its curse, bearing in their hearts his cross and his glory. Then there shall be peace and beauty in the lands of men. Understanding. To understand life, to understand the sun's life, throbbing, thinking, loving, beyond the fire and the obvious light. To understand the dirt's life, its longing, its avidity, its weight, and be it all, intensely alive, poured profligately in all storms afire, in all conflagrations, yet calm at the hub of all wheels, understanding all heavens, all hells, all summits, and all depths. In the fervent living of all, in the tense conquest of knowledge made actual, in the shivaic dance of birth and death, in the rhythmic soaring of the bird of fire, singing cycles into being, to be eternally athirst, eternal unrest, godless, yet calm at the hub of all wheels. Understanding. Vigil. I stand. I wait for my companions to call me unto them. The city is big. It roars. It shakes with mad cravings. In my little room, I wait. I wait for a hand to stretch itself toward my solitude, for a heart to vibrate as day after day, silently, I call. I am what I am. I am my truth. I was born to be that truth, to live it, to herald it. Amid turmoil and storm, I remain, my arms outstretched toward the companions who might come. My hands are empty. The beat of my heart hurts. I wait, my friends. I wait for you all. Compassion. For him that aches with the pangs of wholeness, what is there to be done among the many, but bear tragically their burdens of self, and sink them into the ocean depth, where waves and crests vanish into vast tides, ebbs and flows forever and forever be. Challenge. At the strong I fling my strength, that he may match it and overcome me, if he dares. To the weak I give my love, that he may be mothered and grow man, if he can. The indifferent I pass by. He must yet learn to be weak. Greatness. A great personality, people say. What do they know? I am a forest of burning trees. One by one, the sun sets ablaze the trees, utterances of myself. The flame leaps beautiful, earth fire strained to starlight. A forest of burning trees. The fire exhausted, black earth shall kiss the dark night. My great personality burned, all burned, but fields, immensities of fields, cut, torn, harrowed, filled with seed. Thunder to the gods. Hymn to Shiva. O Mahadeva, Lord of the burning ground, consume thou me with thy power. Exalt me by destroying me. Burn my limitations into the boundless flame of thy might. Ravage my heart with the torrid passion of thy equators. Scorch my eyes with the fire of thine own eye, triumpher over forms. Tear it open, mine eye. Tear it aflame, that it may rejoice in the holocaust of names. Crash open the gates of my sanctuary, and let the tone of me reverberate through space. Thy own boundless wastes, electric with raging fire. Lord of the Holy Ones, Lord of affirmations whose magnificence soars with the black wings of endless denials. Lord of the non-human that is greater manhood. My master. I come as an infant light flickering to the obscure paths of thy visitation. I come with insecure steps and heart bewildered to give up my search to thy certitude, my darkness to mold into some strong chalice where thy flame may burn and thy magnitude condense for the sake of unborn that crave for electric breath. O, rend thou me into my Pentecost, tongue of fire that scars the rich field of the earth. I will go forth through the wounded plains, cauterize deeper the gangrene of self. I will light on all peaks fires of eternal San John. And when the day shall have passed, and all men tear aflame across starless wastes to the void of thee, then, O beloved, I shall ascend into thy nothing and rejoice into thine indifference. Discipleship. Burn, O silent, passionate fervor that tears the heart of me. Like roots of pine swelling out of rocks, they grip in feverish tension. All fibers of me convulse their rhythm, better to abstain the devotion of my life flow. O, thou that art beyond me, the destiny of me, I shall will forth thy will, even unto the death thou preparest me. I shall go forth into the empty world, raising souls like poppies reddening on the death field of loveliness and earth's longings. I shall call forth the race of heroes that sleeps in the hearts of rock men and seagull men who brave the sea and answer yes to the storm. I shall make for them a standard painted with the visions thou bestowest upon me. I shall clamor out thy throne and thy word until men and trees are no longer the same and cycles roll back unto their beginning. Trust in me, O Master, whose will I hear beating into the rhythm of my life song. Exalt me with thy command, that I and thou may more fully commune into the deeds to be done. Take me, O take me in thine assumption, fire that art beyond me the destiny of me. And glory thou, in that I shall not falter and not betray thee, and burn like thou, even unto the death thou preparest me. Gnostic chants. 1. I shall dance unto the robe, O King. I shall dance among the robes of those that have been born and died not. I shall plunge my hands into the coffers, my drunken hands, amidst rubies, emeralds, amidst turquoises that sing skyward. I shall draw to myself my daughters the 12, the luminous, the rose leaves. I shall gather them into my dance. I shall sing to them the sound that shall burn them into the robe. I shall put on the robe my elders have woven, my tears have washed, my blood has dyed into the purple flower of my renouncing. My hands are full, my heart is heavy. My feet are ready, my steps well assured. The mountain beckons, the sun has not yet set. Onward to the stars, O my lonely one, my child born, my fair one, the betrothed, the loved one. I shall dance unto the robe, O King. I shall blend it with my hair, I shall fold it over my heart, I shall carry it onward and forever, from sea up to skies, from skies down to plains, and northern winds, the frost biters, shall not kill the seas. Give me the stones, O myself. They shall burn with my flame. They shall laugh with my joy and quicken the little children. I shall light them with my love. I shall pour out my wine for the feast of all men. Open ye my hands, open thou my heart, flow thou my hair. Give me the robe, O King. I am the bride, thy beautiful dream. Gnostic Chants 3. Hayya Allah, Hayya Allah, surge in me, my flame, surge in me, fire. Hayya Allah, Hayya Allah, devour the dead, corrode the stillborn. Hayya Allah, Hayya Allah, I claim the power, I am the will. Hayya Allah, Hayya Allah, raise in me the living, raise me from the dead. Hayya Allah, Hayya Allah, I sing the mother, I sing the blaze. Hayya Allah, Hayya Allah, flame in me, O God shining. Furrow my flesh, master toiler, sow the seeds of light and kindle the root. Hayya Allah, Hayya Allah, the root is set ablaze, the root fuses up, the root swells into flame. Tear the dark, Hayya Allah, Hayya Allah, I am born, I am born, Hayya Allah, Hayya Allah, Hayya. Stanzas. O Lord, O remember, Son of Truth, Dawn of the new day, thou conqueror of darkness, O wise one, lead us under thee that we may worship thee. O Lord, O remember, Son of love, brother of compassion, thou binder of the words, O merciful, descend unto us that we may dwell in thee. O Lord, O remember, Son of radiance, Son of harmony, thou torch of living beauty, O perfect one, illumine us that we may love thee. O Lord, O remember, hymn to the mothers. Mother the sea that is deep and boundless, Mother the sea whose tides gave us birth, Mother the sea, bless us with thine immensity. Mother the moon that glows with mystic light, Mother the moon in whose heart the earth lay, Mother the moon, help us to overcome thee. Mother night, all-compassing essence, Mother Night, womb of swaying stars, Mother Night, bring us into eternity. And thou, Mother of souls, compassionate and great, overcomer of fate, and thou, Mother of souls, Buddha Tathagata, receive us into thy mystery. Exhortation. Tie yourself to the great man, tie yourself to him, little man. He is the strong and mighty. He is the powerful. He shall bear you. His limbs shall be pillars to sustain your body. His limbs, they are pillars of the world temple. They are tree trunks upholding skies. His power flows through them, trembling under the downrush. Tie yourself to him, little man. Tie yourself to him in love, in silence, in awe, with mystery of soul, with strength of heart, with mass of body. Tie yourself to him. Oh, tie yourself to the great man. Tie yourself to him, little man. Tie yourself to him. Overcoming. Oh, why have you not ears to hear and eyes to behold open fields of life? You cluster like babes in the nursery, scared by the roll of distant thunder, and none of you dare face the awesome figure of flaming godhood. How shall I waken you from your littleness and from baby smiles of smug contentment? How shall I force you to stand with exalted power in the mature glory of your creativeness? Shatter your mirror self if you want to be God. To attain is to dare be that which is you, alone, despised, unwelcome, divine. The peace of divinity is in the soul of him who has the courage to repudiate God. To him that overcomes me shall come the riches of eternity. Motion. Man advances. I see him holding against the current. I see him standing erect. I see him gaining inch by inch over time and the downrush of the age. Gushingly, the dark waters of Kali whirl darkness, decay, and death round his breath which pants. Twigs, leaves, grass entwine his legs. The eddied slime suck down his feet. Cold, cold, the stream rushes on. Cold, cold, gales torture his face. Yet, I see man advance. I see him staring at the summit upstream, his iron hands paddle breaking the flow, his feet dig down to the rock and withstand, cold as no power over the red of blood. Against the stream craving for the sea death, against the decay of leaves that yearn for the soil, against the water love rushing to abysmal depths, strong, metallic, afire, man advances, yea, on and on.
Incantation. Strong, 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 hear the soul calling. Strong and staunch, strong and steady, imperturbable, stand by me, my man. Strong, 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 steel and will unbreakable, stallion fire untamable, carry me on, my servant. With power, oh, the soul's cry. With power and prowess unflinching, with rapt majesty unrelenting, bear forth my message, my man. With power, with power, eyes aglow, tense muscles unyielding, energy storming on compact and seizing. Throw forth the field, O plough. I am the seed. I am the life. I am the future. I am the unborn. Father me forth through space. Mother me on through time. I am the seed. I am the tone. I call from the peaks. I surge from the deep. Strong, strong, strong. I want you. I crave you. With power, I mold you. I beat you. Burst forth, image of me. Clang forth, my gong. Strong, strong, strong. Ever strong, ever strong, ever strong. Mighty gong. Infinite strength, indomitable strength. Power irresistible, power inexhaustible, power incomprehensible. I am growing into you. I am bursting into you. I am scattering the you that is but you. Strong, 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 mighty gong. Strong, stronger, oh, the strongest. Ring on, ring on, ring on, the mighty gong, mighty gong.
This is the end of White Thunder, Part 2, by Dane Rudjar. The preceding audio is copyrighted by Leila Rudjar Hill and was brought to you by Rita, the Rudjar Institute for Transpersonal Activity. Learn more about Rita or contribute to the ongoing legacy of Dane Rudjar at www.rudjarinstitute.org. For the complete selection of free downloads of audio presentations by Dane Rudjar, visit www.rudjaraudioarchives.com.